Driftless Morning is supported by Wonder State Coffee, a company grateful to call Viroqua home since 2005 and solar-powered since 2015. Learn more at wonderstatecoffee.com.
Organic Valley, growing organic in the Driftless since 1988, providing organic dairy, eggs, and produce to our local community, and proud to support WDRT. OrganicValley.com for more information.
Support comes from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, offering help to quit commercial tobacco with medications and support provided by the American Indian Quit Line. Professional coaches who respect American Indian culture and traditions are ready to help. More information is available at wiquitline.com or 1-888-7-AI-QUIT.
This is Avery DeMaria from WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to WDRT Viroqua.
Good morning. Welcome to Second Cup of Coffee. Now that you have everyone out of the house for the day, ease back and enjoy music, stories, and features from the Driftless. Take this opportunity to spend some quality time with community radio.
I gotta keep my word. I told Annie that I'd dig out old Grummy. I did it that. Old Grummy the Grumman. Old Grummy the Grumman. And the tall weeds. There you are, old trusty. Flip her over. Holy smokes. Well, there's a whole lot of ants in there. Well, we're going to have to clean those out. But it looks like it's ready for the Stump Dodger canoe race. Yeah. Me and Andy are gonna race in the Grumman division, 60 and over. Yeah, I'll just drag this 80 out here. Looks pretty good, looks pretty good. Looks like it's race ready. Got the nice seats with the webbing. Whole lot of bugs. Couple of minutes with a garden hose will take care of that. Take you right down to Gaze Mills. Put you in the water. I wonder though, why am I entering this canoe race with Ann? But I suppose the time to have said no would have been last week, when I still had the freedom to do so. But, oh heck. Might as well just go ahead with it anyway. Get this thing. All right. Yes, sir. Okay. Got it out of the barn there. Now I got my newfangled contraption, a converted golf bag. My converted golf bag carrier. Let's see if I can get this canoe up on top of it. Well, it looks like it's gonna. Looks like it's gonna work. But I can't get at the handle. There's not a darn thing I can do. Well, I can see if it's gonna work. I'll just have to drag it across. Because it's 4th of July. more things to do. I gotta find the paddles. I gotta get that old brick of firecrackers, because I'm gonna light them off all at once tonight before the show. Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening to WDRT Viroqua.
Stardate July 12th. To the human eye, the brightest star in the Scorpion is Antares, its orange heart. If our eyes were sensitive to X-rays, though, Scorpion's leading light would be Scorpius X1. In fact, it would be the brightest star in all the night sky. Scorpius X1 was discovered 60 years ago, the first source of X-rays ever seen beyond our own solar system. It's actually two stars locked in orbit around each other, yet the X-rays aren't directly produced by either star. Instead, it's the interaction between them that sets the system ablaze. One of the stars